when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
My precious Blood River Radio family. Thank God the A team's checked in now. My, I tell you what, the old B team's gonna check. I'm gonna check it out. Plus, you've heard me complain about that. I've never been so cold in my whole life. It was 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Run that marathon. The cold was. I can't tell you how cold it was. And I still got this little hack. So I'm glad that the A team's in. We're gonna do. I'm bowing out. I'm just going to bring the A-team. That's the precious Blood River Radio Sisters. This is their hour. I'm going to bow out. They've got plenty to cover. And Rand, if there's any room, Rand's going to come in and make comments and ask questions. But I'm pretty much done for the rest of the show. Gene will be in the third hour. So anyway, go ahead, dear sister Nancy Belcow. Start us off since you're the eldest.
Yeah, I've got a lot, but I'm going to start with just a few things that a few comments. As of November the 12th, it was said that the Jews have killed 12,000 innocent civilians and 27,000 have been injured. These injuries are not little scratches. These are very serious injuries, like a missing arm, a leg, an eye, whatever they want to do to these people. In fact, I heard today that they bombed a UN school and killed about 50,000 huddling masses trying to hide from these indiscriminate attacks that are just seem to be endless. I just don't know
how
when.
How many thousand did you say? You said 50,000. You mean
12,000. Did I say 50?
Okay. Yeah, 12,000. That's okay. I just wanted you to clarify
27,000 injured. 27,000 injured.
No. Damn, that's a lot.
Well, I think they had 12,000 injured a couple of weeks ago. Now they got 12,000 dead. I think that the one of the things that the was said, I guess, a couple of days ago by the Egyptian president was that because the Israelis are now forcing a refugee camp in the southern part of Gaza to evacuate, he has threatened that they will not be allowed to be pushed into the Sinai or into Egypt, that he is going to start a no-fly zone in Gaza, which would mean the shooting down of Israeli planes. And let's hope that that happens. I just fear that these Middle Eastern countries will be annihilated by our warships, our submarines, our all kinds of weapons that we have set up around there. Around the Middle East, and I just found something interesting that I want to follow up on, but I want to make a note here. Before October the 7th, 2 months before October the 7th, and you know what October the 7th was, that was the so-called attack by Hamas into Gaza. But guess who was building a $35 million troop facility in the Israeli Negev Desert? It was a secret from us. It was done by the Pentagon 2 months before October the 7th. That is just something to keep in mind about the steps that have been taken secretly, along with the attack that we know our government did to destroy the Nord Stream pipelines. Also, we have placed multiple sanctions upon Russia. All of this leads to one thing: OIL, 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 and oil. oil.
J-E-W-J-E-W-J-E-W.
Right. It means a whole lot to the U.S., and it means a hell of a lot to Israel. I want to just give you a brief outline. I know Monica has other things. This would take me a few minutes to cover this, but I want to start by saying this. My brother sent me some information which connected a lot of the dots about this so-called war on Gaza. We know it's not actually a war. These people are not able to fight back. This is nothing but a genocide. These people are being annihilated. What this article, what he sent was a YouTube by Jimmy Dore. But I followed it up with a website from the Workers' World, and people should go to the Workers' World. And the question you could put in Google is gas in Gaza. This is Israel's endgame for Gaza. The threat of offshore gas reserves. In 1999, British Gas discovered natural gas in the Gaza marine fields, 20 nautical miles off of the coast of Gaza. Two wells were determined. They determined that they could drill, that they could contain up to 1 trillion cubic feet of natural gas.
Yes.
Now we go back. This was in 1999. Let's go back 4 years. The Oslo Accords in 1995 granted the Palestinian Authority sovereignty over their own maritime territory. 4 years later, when this gas was found by British Gas, the Palestinian Authority gave 90% stake in a 25-year lease to British Gas. Since that time, in 1999, Israel has blocked this development. Does that make, isn't that strange? In 2007, when Gaza won the legislative elections in Gaza, Israel established a militarized naval blockade. I don't know if you all remember the blockade. There was a lot of, the Palestinians were not even allowed to go out and fish, prohibiting further offshore development. In other words, they established in 2007, being fully aware of this 1999 development of gas, discovery of gas under the sea, they established a militarized naval blockade prohibiting further offshore developments. In 2008, Israel declared sovereignty over the Gaza maritime area and closed British gas offices in Tel Aviv. Isn't that typical of these bastards? They did not want Gaza to have any of the income that would have naturally gone to the Palestinian authorities or to the people, the impoverished, suffering people of Gaza. In 2019, there was a UN study that identified potential oil and gas reserves in the West Bank and Gaza that could be developed for the benefit of the Palestinian people. Waters under the border of these waters bordered Palestine, Lebanon, and Egypt, so it would really benefit all of them. But Israel claimed sole access and profits. Israel claimed sole access and profits. Now this is what I'm getting at. In 2019, estimated net value of the Gaza Marine natural gas was at $4.592 billion. Okay, there was a renewed interest in 2022, including Israel, in this development because of the destruction of Nord Stream 1 and 2. I'm sorry. At any rate, Joe Biden and the Egyptian president pressured Israel to pursue the project with conditions Now listen to this, end quote, preserving the state of Israel's security, etc., end of quote. Now this is what Hamas has to say. You know, these so-called bloodthirsty terrorists, this is what they have to say. We reaffirm that our people in Gaza have the rights to their natural resources, end of quote. Now this is a very interesting, October the 29th now, this is during, right while the war is going on in 2023, Israel announced it awarded 12 licenses for exploring offshore natural gas fields. So what do you think is the cause of this war? What caused this war? Is it I'm sorry?
I was trying to wave Monica in, but she's dropped off. Lizzie will try to get her back. I was like to tell you, we have a great supporter, a friend of mine forever, CW. He talked about that 2 weeks, 4 weeks ago, well before I went to New York. And he was telling me he thought that was the sole cause for the so-called war, and but it's not the sole cause. I'm sure it obviously has a big to do with it. But if you go back into history, and I mentioned this to Sister Nancy the other day, I hear the music. I hear the music coming, folks. We'll be right back after a quick break. Hopefully by then we can get Sister Monica on. Be right back, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you. Thinking about that napalm, I tell you what would be the sweetest napalm smell in the world. Would be some billowing up over Tel Aviv. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Sister Nancy's been talking about how she says the United States is greatly involved in this Gaza thing and this oil thing. Well, hell yes, the United States, and this is my take, United States and Israel. Israel and the United States are one and the same. It's the tail wagging the dog. The United States has been controlled by Israel for over 100 years. It's the same thing. So when the United States goes in and does this, the United States goes in and does that, it's interchangeable. You can say the Israelis, which anytime you hear Israeli, just think Jew. Anyway, I'm shutting up the hell up now and saving this voice and going back to you, Sister Nancy. And you can waste Sister Braveheart anytime you get ready.
Okay. All I was trying to get the listeners to connect the dots to was that the U.S. Pentagon was building a gigantic facility, spending $35 million on a facility in Israel 2 months before the October 7th so-called Hamas invasion of Israel. And in the meantime, you could put all the – my brother helped me put the dots together. I originally really thought that this genocide, which the Jews do want to do away with anybody, including us, but I really thought theoretically they wanted Gaza to be empty of all the Arabs so that they could just go ahead and usurp their land, which is part of the reason. But when you realize that there's oil involved – and that they have, during the war, the so-called war that's been going on, they've already issued 12 licenses for exploring this offshore natural gas field, which is not theirs to explore. It's not theirs to explore, and now they have nobody to defy that because of Palestinian Authority, Hamas, the people of Gaza, the Palestinians, the West Bank. How can they fight a political issue such as retaining the sovereignty of marine gas fields while they're being completely blown to smithereens? I'll let Monica follow up on that rant. Okay.
Thanks, Nancy. Yeah, good day, everybody. I agree with Eddie. You've done some really deep research and good analysis. I would like to add another dimension to this whole discussion about what's going on. And I haven't fully crystallized my thoughts on it, but these are my observations, and we should pay attention to this. When I turn on the mainstream, like the, you know, the CBC, what I call the Communist Broadcast Corporation, which is actually the Canadian Broadcast Corporation, every single newscast begins with the wailing of children and babies, like crying and those sounds. Now, I have no doubt that there are many children being killed and that there is a war going on and many people are dying. However, I do think there is another dimension to this. There's a lot of theater going on, and here's the thing, because every newscast begins with that. This is mainstream media, remember. This is not alternative media. This is mainstream media. So they want us to always think about the children and the babies. That's the first thing they always bring up, is the babies and the children. So they have some other nefarious purpose. Okay, here's a clue to their other nefarious purposes. In the next breath, the newscaster talks about, oh, there's a rise in anti-Semitic, attacks going on in our country here. Oh,
saw that.
There's anti-Semitism is on the rise, and it's hate-motivated crimes. Hate-motivated anti-Semitic crimes are on the rise. And then they talk about, oh, we need some new laws. We need this. We need that. We need to combat this. We have no idea why there's this rising anti-Semitism, but there is. Okay, so they are creating a story here in which they want us. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying these are my observations. And, you know, there was that old movie. What was it called? Wag the tail. I don't know, but I'm not saying there's not a war. It's just like the story about 9/11, it was falsely given to us. It doesn't mean three buildings didn't fall down and a lot of people didn't die. Yes, people died and three buildings fell down but their story of how they presented it was really, really false, and they had a certain end game in mind. Now, I know, I'm sure there is this war. I'm not saying that, I know that movie, the war was completely made up. No, I'm not saying that, but what is going on with what they're telling us in the mainstream? They are stoking it up. They are stoking it up. They are stoking up our anti-Semitism. And then I would have no doubt in my mind that they are creating some of these anti-Semitic, quote-unquote, acts themselves. And then, you know, they've, schools that had things painted on them, or, you know, just things that, I don't know, I can't recall the specific incidents, but they're always giving us specific examples of things that happened here in this country, and I'm sure it's happening in your country too, that they're giving, you know, all these stories, what's happening. Maybe some of them are actual
Monica,
things. Yeah,
Monica, well, I'm just
going to say they are the great deceivers.
Yes.
You got to remember, they are the great deceivers. There's no doubt about it. And I know why. Because they're the children of the devil. They are the children of the devil. They are the great deceivers. And while I got the floor for a second, I want to echo Brother Eddie and Monica's excellent work, Miss Nancy.
Thank you.
And, I appreciate you mentioned about the word about the all the countries around Israel being worried about the United States retaliating against them. It's a combination of both. They're worried about the United States and Israel. Because I want to tell you, whatever the United States got or will ever have, Israel has it already.
Right.
They have all those capabilities. They may even have capabilities that we don't even know about. These Israelis, they have that. And let me, they don't, and you're right about all they want that, they want those, and I'm just going to say oil fields, because lack of way of a better way of putting it, they want those Israelis, they want, and the United States, both equally, they want those oil fields that you just reported about. They don't call them, we don't call them, the Bible don't call them the money changers for nothing.
That's true. That's true.
I'll hand it back to whoever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I would say, Monica, with reference to the threats that they're talking about, anti-Semitic threats that they're telling
not
the American
threats,
public.
Not just threats, but actual incidences.
Oh, well, yeah, they're wanting that to happen, and it probably is going to happen, and that is what they're hoping will happen. I mean, they want a real, incident. They don't want just somebody writing a nasty slogan.
No, no.
They want a bombing. They want someone to be, a lot of people
and
to be injured.
And they're doing it themselves.
Well, I don't doubt that it can happen from people who are very upset about what is going on. It could be Arabs, it could be Gentiles. It could even be some of these Christians who are upset about what is going on. But I don't think that they're a bit worried about some little minor scrawling of swastika. Our government wants a big event. They want a big event. They're hoping for a big event because that is their excuse to
go
in and bomb.
But you see, this is the narrative. They are stoking up our hatred and indignance, rightfully, that we are indignant, and I'm not saying they are right, that we are right to be angry and upset about what's going on over there, but they're also stoking it up, and who knows how much of what they're showing us and telling us is actual theater, because I have no doubt that a lot of it is theater. I've seen some footage that look pretty fake to me. I'm not saying there's no war. Don't think that. It's just that there is a lot of acting going on, and I'm thinking, what's the purpose of that? What is?
Well, we got that
so
music
want...
coming in now, Sister Braveheart.
Oh yeah,
we've got to go to
we'll
the next break.
Yeah. Okay.
Be right back, people. We're gonna go to this quick break. Hang on.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is now under hospice care at home, following in the footsteps of her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, who began hospice care 9 months ago. At 96, Rosalynn Carter is spending quality time with her family, as mentioned in a statement by their grandson on Friday. In May, the Carter Center revealed that the former First Lady had been diagnosed with dementia. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel's reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus is expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. Tensions are running high on college campuses across the U.S. since last month's Hamas attack on Israel. Nir Barkat, Israel's Minister of Economy and Industry, is warning American universities to crack down on anti-Semitism. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona agrees.
Colleges should be places where students could express themselves, and it's okay to have different beliefs, and it's okay to express those different beliefs. But when it becomes a threat to students, or when students can't feel safe walking from their dorm to their classroom because they're afraid that they're going to get harmed, that's unacceptable. We must protect students at all costs.
Barkat went on to say his recent conversations with lawmakers during his trip to the United States suggest there will be legislative efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism on campus. President Biden sat down with the president of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. And nearly 450 individuals at a Salem, Massachusetts hospital may have faced potential exposure to hepatitis and HIV due to improper IV administration over the past 2 years. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
My dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. We try to do this for, like we always say, for our own flesh and blood and our own friends. And with you people, you're our extended family. And that's why we come in here every week and do this, even when we don't want to, when we'd rather be out running. Or today's the first day of deer season. I would love to be out deer hunting. Wait, come back to you, Sister Nancy. I think Sister Braveheart wanted you to say something on the air. Maybe you may maybe
you were about to say it
thesis.
On the break, and then I thought, no, say it on the air, please.
Yeah, I'll say that, and then I've got another little line to read. But I would somewhat disagree that I would think, yeah, it's possible in these many audios and videos, and mainly YouTubes that are coming out of Gaza. I don't doubt that the Israelis are creating false images of tunnels and covering up their own savagery. But I cannot believe that the Palestinians would even have a time
to even do any of this crisis actors or creating
I'm not
any,
talking,
I mean,
it's
they,
not the Palestinians.
Like okay,
it's not the Palestinians doing the crisis acting.
Okay,
it would be
the
media folks creating, and who owns the media, who controls the media, it's the Jews. I'm not talking about Palestinians having time to go do some crisis acting, no. But anyway, carry on. I didn't want to interrupt. I just wanted to clarify.
I just have a couple little things to say. But, you know, they've killed about, the Palestinians have lost about at least 32 to 35 of their journalists. Now, I went back to the newspaper I used to write
86.
For. And in 20, I'm sorry?
I think that's his point. Last I heard, there's like 86 to 89 journalists have been killed.
And a lot of UN representatives have been killed as well. But I went back to a newspaper I used to write for, and this is nothing new. The Jews aim to kill journalists. They do not want the facts to get out from what is really going on. All we get is a sanitized, we've got American hostages, American hostages. We have to get these American hostages. Some of them are, almost all of them, I would say 99.9% are Jewish so-called Americans who have a dual citizenship. And it's interesting, when they went to this hospital, these bastard soldier, Israeli soldiers who have attacked this recently, this hospital, they've attacked a lot of hospitals, but Al-Shifa Hospital, they found two dead hostages. Now, they do not explain how these hostages died. They were probably shot by the IDF. In other words, they've been shooting and indiscriminately and killing people around the hospital. So now they come up with two dead hostages. I guess they can come up with some kind of excuse about how they happened to die. But I wanted to just read something. It's called The Last Interview by a Palestinian doctor who was working at Al-Shifa Hospital. And he is calling out, and I am too, in quote, he said, "We are being exterminated. Please do something." And I say the same thing. Why is nobody helping these people? Anyway, Dr. Allo said, "Do you think that I would spend 14 years to study medicine and then leave my patients?" He said, "These people are not animals. I am here to treat my patients." And of course, Dr. Allo was killed on November the 11th along with his relatives, and he was only 36 years old. This is one example of at least 12,000 as we speak on this radio program, hundreds and hundreds of Palestinians are dying. This is a doctor who stayed at his job. He was not killed at the hospital. He wasn't killed at Al-Shifa. But he was determined that he was not going to leave his patients. He was at some other place, and where his relatives and he and his relatives were killed by an Israeli strike. But anyway, I want to say this is interesting. Even the blacks in South Africa, as stupid as they are speaking out about the situation in satanic that the satanic Israelis are creating in Gaza. They're saying this should result. And, of course, we're really smart. America will not sign on to the International Criminal Court because we would be brought up, we would have been brought up probably in due to our many crimes in the Middle East. And so they say, this is a spokesman, and a female spokesman in South Africa, spokeswoman, black spokeswoman, she said that that we need to bring Netanyahu and a lot of these other politicians who are in Israel. They need to be sent to the International Criminal Court. That ain't going to happen because we will not allow it. And, you know, I thought up something. This is off the beaten path. Go ahead.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, please.
God bless you, Miss Nancy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. I am fired up. Well, I'll let Monica take over.
I think Miss Monica wants to say,
okay,
Miss Monica wants to say something about your Richie
brothers.
I don't
want to take it over the whole thing.
No,
well, I second that.
You're,
I'll second what Rand said. You're the bell cow. You got the heart. You got the heart of an angel. You really do. I love you to death. Yeah. We all do. That's why we call you the bell cow. But anyway, Monica has something.
I really appreciate all those things you're saying. Just some things just don't add up for me. I'm just going to reiterate. I'm not saying there isn't horrors happening, but there's a bigger agenda going on with the mainstream media giving us nothing but the wails of the children every time they start a newscast, and then the next breath, like I say, this there's a rise in anti-Semitism, and okay, so I wonder why, but they have something in mind now, and something doesn't add up. All these journalists in Palestine are being killed, or the Palestinian journalists. And yet we have all these images coming out. Who's giving us the images? Who owns the media? I'm asking questions. I am asking questions. But I have something else to add to this, and you might think it's unrelated, but it is very related because it has to do with psychological warfare. So during World War II, I don't know how many of you have heard about the Ritchie Boys. So there was this Camp Ritchie in the United States. Now, forgive me, I was going to hone up on my research to look up which state it was in. But anyway, suffice it to say, so a whole bunch of Jews left Germany before the war even started, and because, you know, they were encouraged to leave. Okay, great. So a lot of them ended up in the States. So there were all these young men of fighting age, and then they started this Camp Ritchie, and it was in the the psychological department of the United States Army. I don't think I have the
MK Ultra
labels. Sorry, say again.
Was it MK Ultra?
No. I mean, maybe it was. I'm not sure about the terminology, but
maybe talking about the OSI.
It was a division of the American Army. It was a camp set up specifically for psychological warfare operations. So all these Jewish men were recruited into this camp, into the army, basically the U.S. Army. They had just left Germany. They may have been there for many generations, you know, like Jews have always been very well treated in Germany, by the way, if people should disabuse themselves of this notion that, oh, the Germans just have this genetic quality called anti-Semitism. No, they just figured out what was going on and wanted them out. So they were encouraged to leave. Many of them left. Many of them ended up in the United States. Then they joined the American Army because it's World War II raging for years. And then they're in this psychological warfare department of the U.S. Army. So then when the American military entered World War II after Pearl Harbor, every single division, every American Army division had part of it comprised of Ritchie Boys. They called them Ritchie Boys. So from Camp Ritchie, these Jews who spoke German with perfect German, because that's where they came from. They knew German customs. They knew German psychology. They knew how the German army operated. They knew all this information. So first of all, they were useful to the American army, the Allies, for their inside take on, and then they were used in the war to do all these interrogations and, you know, basically spy work and the words fail me right now. I'm not getting all the words. I'm not articulating very well. But anyway, that is something that we can expand on in future weeks, in future shows, the psychological warfare. But it does tie together with what's going on now, because this is what the Jews do, psychological warfare.
And it's, I hear the break. We have to go to another break. That's very interesting. Be right back, folks.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, we're back to our Blood River Radio family right now. I believe what Monica was trying to say, and it may be the closest I can say, is she's talking about the powers to be, the Jews, always Jews all the time. They never let a good crisis go to waste. So that they're using all these photographs over there, these screaming children. That's probably something you could, maybe you could frame that. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Anyway, back to you, Sister Braveheart.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. I was talking about the Ritchie Boys, which I would like to expand on in future episodes of the Blood River Radio. I'm learning all these things from my friend in Germany, Marianne Wilfert, whom I have mentioned her on this show. She has been in jail before, a political prisoner, and she is currently not in jail. However, she's supposed to be in jail, but like Alfred, she didn't go willingly to the gates of the enemy and say, here, make me your prisoner of war. But I suppose they might, you know, they might pick her up, or maybe they won't. I don't know. But, she's. So we talk regularly, and she teaches me about stuff. And the Ritchie Boys is one of those things. And like you were saying in the break, they're not really the soldiers. Well, in some cases, they were doing actual soldiering, but mainly they were doing the other things. They were interrogating Germans. They were using their tactics that they learned at Camp Ritchie in the United States for psychological warfare and deceit and demoralization. This is what the Jews are very good at. They can demoralize the German population by deceiving them about what's going on in the war, for example, these kinds of things. So another thing that I've learned a lot about from Marianne Wilfert is this UNRRA. Now, UNRRA, that's U-N-R-R-A. So the UN, that's United Nations. Then it's Relief and Rehabilitation Administration. That's what that stands for. And there were something like 1,060 of these UNRRA camps after World War II, and they were full of Jews and gypsies, who then went back to Germany or re-entered Germany after the war, and many of them became quote-unquote Germans. Like, they changed their names, they basically are crypto-Jews, and they took over in the positions of influence, which would be everything from education to media to politics to banking, of course, and all those things, right? So there are a lot more Jews in Germany than we can shake a stick at, and that's why Germany is in such a mess right now, but many of them were like, see, then people always say, well, what happened to all those Jews if you say they didn't get gassed in the chambers? Well, this is what happened to them. They went back. So anyway, their way of making war is by deception, and that is their motto, the motto of the Mossad. We've said it before, I'll say it again. By way of deception thou shalt make war. So they have their agendas, their plan. They are the destroyers. That's what they do. So, okay, I don't want to be all black-pilling everybody, and I think you know what that expression means, making you think there's no hope, no future, no hope. But no, nothing could be further from the truth. They are so worried right now, and I think that's why things are accelerating at such a pace, because I think they're in a panic that the people are actually connecting the dots, which people are doing. I think you've all experienced that more people than ever are connecting the dots. Well, maybe not in Baptist land. I don't know. I know, Eddie, you get pretty upset about all the Southern Baptists who are still asleep at the wheel. But anyway, that's just my two cents. I'll hand that microphone over to somebody else now.
You know, I'd like to comment, Sister Braveheart. That is amazes me that how they thought up something so diabolical as to get those Jews and gypsies to go in as crypto Jews. Only a stinking Jew could think of something that low and that diabolical. That's just what they do. Like Rand said, we said over and over, that's because of their father, the devil. They're evil. They're devil. They like to destroy. And the only thing, you're right, I have no hope for these Baptists. I've tried to educate them. Now, you can show them these children that have their legs and arms blown off, and it has no effect. They have no more sympathy for a Palestinian child than they would a rat or a maggot. And the only thing that will bring them out of that's true. And the only thing that will bring them out of is, like the CIA man said, it'll take a combat boot, steel-toed combat boot, swift kick right in the balls. That's what it's going to take, and I hope they get it soon. I wish these Jews would go in and start burning these stinking Baptist churches down. Maybe that would bring them too. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay. Well, actually, when you were talking about that, that's one of the things that the Jews did really good after the war ended. They liked to kick the Germans and destroy their testicles. That was a good. That was one of their jobs, that torture the poor defeated Germans. But
right.
I thought about this today, and I'll just pitch this out. As another outcome of these terror bombings that are going on currently in Gaza. And, you know, I look at it this way. This is just another sideline. This is another outcome. It is going to demoralize and destroy the modesty of the Muslim women. And, of course, the Jews love that. They've already destroyed our modesty as American women. And the reason I say that they are destroying the modesty of Muslim women is because the Muslims currently have no housing, no clothing, and no other basic necessities. So that puts them in a situation where they have to expose themselves to men, and that is demoralizing for Muslim women. And that's just another outcome the Jews will like, because they like that, especially for women to be demoralized and to have the modesty of their victims removed, which is what they've done in this country. They've removed any sense of modesty American females have. American females will discuss any act publicly. They'll talk about anything on the radio, the television, anything. There is no such thing. There's no such thing as something that is embarrassing or humiliating to American women today. And that all comes from being in contact with these Jews and celebrities in Hollywood.
It's usually the Jews who lead the way with that kind of immodest talk on radio shows or TV shows or whatever. It's Jews who lead the way with that. And you know what? It goes right back to the diary of Anne Frank. There were some things written into that little diary, that fake thing that my brother calls diarrhea instead of diary. And they introduced some, I don't remember, I know I read it as a teenager, because we all had to read it in school, But there were some ideas introduced into that that were very immodest at the time. But again, these are Jewish writers. They are the ones who introduced immodesty. And the other thing I want to say about, and then I'll hand it back to you, Nancy, is that the times to really alter a whole, or to have a paradigm shift in how people think and people's customs and morals and whatnot is after the shock and trauma of war. You know, when there's just such shock that has just befallen a people because, they've had their homes destroyed, everything is destroyed, that is the time to shift, to have a paradigm shift for how their morals, their values, everything, introduced a whole new set of values. Back to you.
Sure. I don't doubt that. You know, I want to bring up another thing related to oil. The five sources as of August of this year, the five sources of U.S. crude oil imports: Canada, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Colombia, and Iraq. We're still pumping oil out of Iraq. And another thing I think is interesting.
Hang on a second, Nancy. Sister Nancy, hold up a minute. What is that strange noise? Is that somebody? Sounds like somebody eating an apple or something over there. Do y'all hear that noise?
Yeah. We have.
What was that noise? What'd you say there, Little Izzy? Oh, okay. It sounded like somebody was crackling an apple or something. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I thought I had it all plugged off.
Oh, I was trying to trace that noise down.
I thought I had it plugged off. Go ahead.
It's gone now. It's gone.
Well,
go ahead, Nancy.
No, that was about it, except I wanted to say, of course, we're stealing Syrian oil. 80% of the oil reserves are in OPEC countries in the Middle East. So I still say the thread leads back to the oil that would have gone to Gaza. And now there's not going to be a Gaza for it to go to.
It's looking that way. And the next, I wonder who's going to be next. Rand said a show or two ago, if it keeps going, and it looks like it's going to keep going, we're all going to be Palestinians here in this United States here, unless we can stop that. And interesting enough, Bitter Ender is coming on the third hour. He's got, he went to, this is a quick preview of the third hour. He went to, I'll call it a Southern Independence Organization, something like that. Evidently, they're pretty far down the track, down the road of putting together, I'll call it a provisional government. It's in place. All they have to do is, it's ready to go. As soon as this country here, this government here finishes falling, my fear is it's not going to fall in the way that we usually look at it falling. I'm afraid it's going to morph into a Holodomor, a type of concentration camp system like the Jews had in the Soviet Union during from 1918 up until the 1950s. That's what I'm thinking. I can't see them giving up without putting us through some type of extermination thing. Anyway, and I don't know how I got off of that. But anyway, continue on, Sister Nancy.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think we have any friends in Congress. I don't think we have any representatives or senators who care what we think. They are controlled.
I think they're all bought. They're all bought, or they're all controlled, or they're all compromised. There's no the political solution doesn't. That's not where we're going to get our solution. It's not a political solution, right?
That's right. That is absolutely right. I think this country may have a financial collapse. That may be what is going to happen. It's hard to say because it's just. I can't see us being bombed with
Well, folks, it looks like that's it for the first and second hours. They're in the books now, the history books. We're getting ready to transition to the third hour. We're going to pick up the one and only Bitter Ender himself. He's got some dynamite news. I can't wait to hear. So, people, do not, you don't want to miss what the Bitter Ender has. So, hang on to your seats. Right back.